You're listening to IsraelScene.com. And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. Listening to IsraelScene.com.
Seen through the eyes of Steve, that's myself.
And you're on.
Two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel.
IsraelScene.com.
You're listening to IsraelScene.com. And I'm Steve. And today we have an interesting short interview with a fellow by the name of Jeffrey Wheat from Dallas, Texas. He was a soldier in the American Army stationed in Iraq, and he was wounded during the course of his year and something in the battle zone. And he is now in Israel working on a kibbutz in the north of the country. And we had the opportunity to do a telephone interview with him after we found out about his interesting story. We give you this opportunity to share with us and find out what moves an American soldier to come here to Israel for essentially rest and recreation and a little work. Here we go. Enjoy.
Jeffrey Wheat.
Where are you from in the States?
Dallas, Texas.
Can you share with us how long you were in Iraq? Is that possible?
Yeah, a little over a year.
You were injured in Iraq?
Yeah, my leg was injured, but when and where?
Right.
Okay.
How are you feeling now?
Great. I'm working every day. My leg is completely rehabbed, and in my eyes, I mean, I'm still a bit weak on that side, but it doesn't seem to bother me as much anymore.
That's great. That's really good. And is this your first time in kibbutz?
No, I lived here in 2002, and I had stayed at Kibbutz Geva and Kibbutz Kinneret.
Did you return to the States and then come to Israel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what made you come back?
To Israel?
To Israel.
Honestly, the whole time I was over there, I kind of held it up, you know, trying not to go crazy, I guess, that as soon as I got a chance, I was going to come back here, and it was just something I kind of dreamed about, I guess, keep myself sane, something to hold on to, you know.
While you were there.
Yeah, and here I am.
You know, coming from the States, what is the feeling that you have about Israel?
Oh, it's beautiful. I love it here. I mean, it's not for nothing. Of all the places in the world that I've been, and all the places of the world I picked here. You know, it has not just the climate and everything that I like and the wonderful people, but it's the idea of it, you know, it means a lot.
Do you have any kind of religious connection with the place, or you feel...
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, I was raised completely, I'm not Christian, not Jewish, not Muslim, not anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm a quarter Native American, but that didn't really mean anything. There's not really a standing religion there or anything. So
how did you get here originally, the first time you came to Israel? How did you find your way here?
I had met somebody in California, and I just wanted to strike out into the world and explore, I guess. I was 18, so I just came.
So what are you doing now on the kibbutz?
Just working in the garden, I guess. Just whatever they tell me to do.
So from day to day, you just wherever you're assigned.
Yeah,
you go.
And I love it. I really do.
I lived on a kibbutz for 2 years, so I fully appreciate and understand what it's like.
Yeah, especially I like working with the earth and whatnot. So it's was my experience prior, and so that was kind of my dream coming back. You know, and it's everything I wanted to be, I guess.
So you're here indefinitely then?
Yeah, I mean, until, you know, I can't stay here forever. I'm not Israeli, but whenever my visa expires, you know, I'll move on, I suppose. But
what's your plan? Do you have any plans?
Just to keep decompress for a little while. I mean, I've been gone from the U.S. for quite a while, and I just want to hang out and live a little bit instead of waiting to live like you do in the Army.
Yeah, I understand that. I've been there, too.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting to, you know, something comes along, I'm spring on it, you know. Eventually I want to go to medical school, I don't know, a couple years down the road, I'll settle down and do all that stuff. So, but for right now, I'm just trying to enjoy life.
How'd your family feel about it? How are you being here?
Like I said, it's not my first rodeo, so
right.
It's not, nothing could possibly be more shocking than going to Iraq for your family. So
that is true. So
this is mild.
That's a real twist, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there anything that you can talk about in terms of your experience there? And even if in general terms, it would be really...
I was a medic, and my job basically was to help everybody, just anybody and everybody who got messed up, and that's where and when and all the specifics and stuff I really can't, like, talk about, but, and my unit and all the, I just still, until I finally clear everything, you know, it's not, or I'm told specifically that I am allowed to. I can't, you know, talk about it, so.
Did you have any contact with the civilian population at all?
In Iraq?
Yeah.
Yeah, daily.
Daily.
Yeah.
Could you describe or just share with us a little about your feelings about the people there? Just, you know.
Oh, I love them. I mean, okay. Not for nothing I was there. I really do. It's a bit frustrating place to be in, but, you know, you can see dividends from your work rapidly. And, there's no, like, shorter path between knowing that you're doing some good, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Than seeing how it affects the people.
So you would say that in spite of all the politics which we'll put aside, the fact is that the people...
Things are happening,
things
yeah.
Things are happening,
they're evolving.
Thank you.
For better or for worse, they're evolving. And we're trying to help the people of Iraq. I mean, that was the whole point of us being there. And for better or for worse, you know, however that worked out. Yeah, it's altruistic is the word I would use. We just try and do the best we could for anybody we could. Sometimes we fell short of that, but, you know, when it's your stated goal and your only job in life, it happens, you know?
Is there anything else you can share about it?
I don't know. It's just how do I feel about them specifically?
Do you think ultimately the people... It appears that the people will have a better life?
In my opinion, no.
Okay.
In my opinion. But it's the way I and my compatriot, so to speak, looked at it was more of a de facto approach of, you know, it's after the fact. We don't get to second guess what comes from above. We only take our piece and make our piece as good as we can make it. You don't. If you focus on the big stuff, you'll go crazy quick because they're crazy. I mean, let's face it, all the politicians are crazy. So you can't focus on what they're doing in light of everything that you're experiencing and you're going through, because it's just disheartening that way. You just focus on doing what you know is right over there and doing what you're trained to do.
Did you go into the Army?
Yeah, I had just been working in the IT industry, and I wasn't very fulfilled, I guess you could say. I just wanted to do something better with my life, and wanted to work with medicine, and that was the opportunity. You know, it's looked at more of it's not a compulsory thing, it's more of a career move, or that's how it's viewed in the U.S., I suppose. So I went for it and became a medic. Yeah, I'll figure I'll bounce around for a little while here in Israel and just find some cool places to hang out and live life, work, and, you know. But
it's a great place to hang.
Yeah, yep. It's not for nothing I'm here.
That's great. Well, listen, thank you so much, Jeff.
No problem.
Appreciate it. Be well. I appreciate it.
All right, you too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Thank you.